And finally, we come to, for main character, the question of mental sex, male or female. Now, we're not talking about anatomical sex here. We're not talking about gender preference, masculine, feminine. We're not talking about sexual preference. We're talking about a concept called mental sex, meaning the underlying foundation of the mind before you have conditioning, before you have training, before you make any conscious decisions about things. What is the operating system of the mind underneath things? I'll give you some examples of the differences between a female mental sex, a bit more about the concept itself and how it shows up in stories. If you're trying to examine a problem and see what to do about it, female mental sex looks at motivations. Male would have a tendency to look at purposes. Female would try to see the connections between things. Male would try to gather evidence about things. Female mental sex would set up conditions under which the problem needs to be solved. Male mental sex would set up requirements for solving it. Female determines the leverage points that can restore a balance. Male breaks the job into steps. Female mental sex seeks fulfillment at the end of the process. Male mental sex seeks satisfaction. These are tendencies, not cut and dry, but tendencies. Female mental sex concentrates on why and when things happen. Male mental sex concentrates on how and what. Female mental sex puts the issues in context. Male mental sex argues the issues. Female mental sex tries to hold it all together. Male mental sex tries to pull it all together. Now, these are some generalizations. And again, an individual could be completely opposite on all of these, regardless of their mental sex.